in the zone. 2-on-1. Carter to Doughty. A shot. Score! Kings win in overtime.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings postgame show.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime. Good times, all the time.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, score!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And hi again, everybody. Back here at Staples Center where the Kings defeat the Columbus Blue Jackets by a score of 5-2. Three stars of tonight's game. Alex Iafallo, his first career two-goal game. Goals 7 and 8 on the season. He is star number 3. Our second star, Nate Thompson. His strength was in the face-off circle tonight. He won 10 of 12 draws. He also started the comeback with his first goal as a King early in the second period. So Nate Thompson is our second star. And defenseman Christian Follin, not known for his offensive prowess, but he had 3 primary assists tonight. Goals from Thompson, Iafallo, and Carter shorthanded. Christian Follin with 3 assists. He was a +2 and dished out 3 hits in the game, is star number 1. Time right now for our Nestle Crunch hit of the game, and it came early in the first period. Pearson in along with a defender, but Savard away with it, will clear it off the boards and out to center. Milano with it. Milano to the attacking line. Hit hard by Christian Follin. Good hit on Milano, the rookie, by Christian Follin. So that was one of Follin's 3 hits in the game. Christian Follin with the Nestle Crunch hit of the game. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere, it's the taste of fun. Good all-around game for the Kings defenseman. We'll take a break. We'll have the highlights when the post-game returns. Kings win it tonight 5-2. Kings hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Postgame show continues. A reminder on the flagship, right after the postgame, we'll have Kings Talk from the Impact Sports Bar and Grill here at Staples. Give us a call at 800-222-5222. Well, it was all Columbus in the first period here tonight. They outshot the Kings 14-8. The Kings did not get their first shot on goal in the game until 11:09 in, when Kyle Clifford had a chance from the left wing. And when the first period ended, Columbus had a 2-0 lead. Their first goal came early in the game at 3:41. Speeding to center ice, Panarin feeds it to Werenski into the zone. Back to Panarin. The pass broken up by a King stick. And Kopitar, down low as usual, takes over. His outlet pass picked off. Quick shot. Save is made. Quick. Rebound chance, and they score. Cam Atkinson had the first shot. It was stopped, and Atkinson got the puck back and put it in down low, pass quick. So the Jackets, with a great start here in the first period, score first. They've outshot the Kings 6-0. They're up 1-0. And the goal for Atkinson is 13th. Panarin with the assist. And Columbus had the early lead. They were really dominating. They had the first 7 shots on goal in the game. Then at 13:33 of the opening period, the Blue Jackets would score again. And off the draw to center Calvert for Jones. Into the zone, high slot. He shoots and scores. Seth Jones, defenseman, their top scoring defenseman, got the lead pass in the middle of the ice outside the Kings blue line. Took a couple of strides into the high slot and beat quick stick side. Seth Jones makes it 2-0 Columbus. His 10th goal of the season. Calvert and Werenski assisting on that goal at 13:33. And the Blue Jackets went into the dressing room after 20 minutes with a, at that point, commanding 2-0 lead, especially the way they played. But then we started period number 2, and the Kings came out, just like the Blue Jackets came out to start the game. The Kings were all over Columbus, and the Kings got 2 goals early in the second to tie it up. The first one came at 2:48. Follin, a head-on right wing to Thompson. Into the zone, right circle, a shot. Score! Nate Thompson. As the Blue Jackets were changing, second period, long change for both teams. And Nate Thompson got the lead pass on right wing, spit into the zone, and from the top of the right circle, put it in off the left post. First goal as a King for Nate Thompson. The Kings are on the board early in the second period. The Columbus lead is 2-1.
And his fifth goal this season. Nate coming over, of course, from Ottawa. With Dion Phaneuf a couple of weeks ago. Folan, one of his three assists, and Phaneuf, the assist on that goal at 2:48. Then 2 minutes and 23 seconds later, the Kings would tie it up. 2-1 Columbus, up ice pressure, turnover Blue Jackets. Kopitar on the left wing boards. Moving down low on Jones, feeds it out to the blue line. Muzzin right side to Folan, a shot, tip, score! Alex Iafallo on the deflection. Up ice pressure by the Kopitar line. They forced a turnover. The Kings got the puck to Folan on the right wing. He threw it between the circles and cruising in front. Iafallo with the deflection. And the Kings with two quick strikes here in the second period have tied the game at two.
Seventh of the year for Iafallo, his first goal in 12 games. Folan and Muzzin with the assist, so 2-2. The Kings then had their first power play of the game when Panarin was whistled for a hook at 15:33 of the second period, and the Kings took the lead with a power play goal.
Toffoli to the left wing boards. Down to the circle again. Into the corner. Centers it right through the goal mouth, looking for a tip from Pearson. Now Doughty with it. Doughty with a shot. Score! Drew Doughty takes the shot from inside the blue line. A great job by Tanner Pearson screening Korpisalo. And Korpisalo never moved until the puck was behind him. Fabulous job of screening by Pearson. Doughty with a little wrist shot from inside the blue line. And the Kings have their first lead tonight. Their third unanswered goal here in the period. They're up 3-2.
And the goal is Pearson's on a deflection of the Doughty shot. For Tanner Pearson, his first goal in 16 games, is 11th of the season. Doughty and Toffoli with the assist. The power play goal at 16:33. And the Kings had that 3-2 lead after two periods. Into the third period, and Derek Forbert took a penalty at 7:14 for holding. The Blue Jackets were on the power play, but this is what happened.
1 minute to go on the Columbus power play. To the attacking line, they turn it over. Played ahead, Carter shorthanded in the zone. Shot! Score! Jeff Carter with a shorthanded goal here in the third period. The Jackets turn the puck over at the Kings line. The puck was played ahead to Carter, who had a half a step on the defense. He moved in and put a backhander in, stick side past Korpisalo. The fourth and answered goal for the Kings here tonight. Jeff Carter, 3 goals in 4 games since returning from his injury. And the Kings are up 4-2.
And for Jeff, his 17th career shorthanded goal. Folan with another primary assist. That shorthanded goal at 8:22. Christian Folan, the number one star tonight. First career 3-assist game. And then as the game was winding down, the Kings closed out the scoring.
Iafallo to the attacking line, to the circle. He's in too deep. Now behind the net, Iafallo, no-look pass into the slot for Kopitar, broken up. Iafallo got it back, shoots, scores! Well, that should just about do it with 3:17 left. Iafallo sped into the zone on left wing, was forced behind the net. Then he tried to make a pass in the slot to Kopitar. It didn't work. It was broken up. And he got the puck right back in the slot. And he beat Korpisalo glove side. Second goal of the game for Iafallo. His 8th of the season. And the Kings are up 5-2.
And his first career 2-goal game.
and that closes it out here tonight. So Alex Iafallo with two goals. He was the third star. And Christian Folan, his first career three-assist game, the number one star, leading the offense here tonight. We'll take a break. We'll look at the final numbers and update the scores and the standings when we come back. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
The home of Kings Hockey.
7979 KABC.
Back here at Staples Center, a reminder on the flagship KBC in a few moments. Kings Talk from the Impact Sports Bar and Grill here at Staples. Give us a call at 800-222-5222. Time now for our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game. We're going to give it to Tanner Pearson. He's been hanging around the opposing goal crease a lot lately on the power play. He did that tonight. Tipped Doughty's shot for the game-winning goal. He had a team-high 6 shots on goal. Tanner Pearson with the game-winning goal. He now has 11 goals this season. He is our pest of the game. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or find them at stanleypest.com. Around the NHL we go. The Boston Bruins outscored Pittsburgh in Beantown 8-4 tonight. David Krejci had a hat trick. He's got 14 goals. Pasternak, 2 goals and an assist. Pasternak now with 24 on the season. Olli Maatta, 2 goals for Pittsburgh in a losing cause. Boston 8 and Pittsburgh 4. Carolina beat Philadelphia. First regulation loss for Philadelphia in 13 games. They had gone 10-0-2. Ex-King Justin Williams, a pair of goals for the Hurricanes. He's got 12. Aho, his 23rd. Teravainen, his 17th. Konechny for the Flyers. Carolina 4 and Philadelphia 1. The Panthers trying to make some noise. They win their fourth straight at home. They win 3-2 over the Devils. Barkov with a pair. He's got 23. Taylor Hall with a goal is 28th, extending his point streak to 16 games. That's the longest in the NHL this season. Florida 3, New Jersey 2. Tampa Bay in overtime win it 5-4 in Dallas. Corey Conacher had the game winner in overtime. Stamkos and Point with the goals as well for the Lightning. Stamkos is 25th. Point is 26th. Tanner Seguin, a couple of goals for Dallas. He's got 34, but in OT, Tampa Bay 5 and Dallas 4. Edmonton at home had a 2-0 lead early, then gave up 4 straight to Nashville. The Predators win it 4-2. Arvidsson a pair, he's got 24. Hartnell and Watson one apiece. McDavid is 29th. Dreisaitl is 21st. McDavid also had an assist. 4-2 Nashville winning in Edmonton. The Coyotes winning some games here in the second half of the season. 5-2 at home. They beat Minnesota tonight. Chychrun, Dvorak, Panik, Connaughton, and Martinuk for Arizona. Parisi, Koivu, and Cullen for Minnesota. Antti Raanta, the winner in goal over Alex Stalock. Arizona 5 and Minnesota 3. The Sharks blasted Chicago in San Jose 7-2. Chicago will be here Saturday afternoon. Pavelski, a pair, Couture, LeBanc, Meyer, Vlasic, and Goodrow as well. Dylan DeMello had 3 assists in the game. Anisimov and Schmaltz for the Blackhawks. Looks like Chicago is going to miss the playoffs for the first time since 2008. As San Jose wins it by a score of 7-2. So we update the division standings. San Jose with the win, 79 points, remain 2 ahead of the Kings. And both the Sharks and Kings are even in games with 65. Kings, more importantly, now 3 ahead of 4th place Anaheim. The Ducks, who host Columbus tomorrow, have a game in hand now on the Kings. For Columbus, they fail to pick up ground in the teams they're trying to stay ahead of in the race for the wild card. Columbus still the second wild card in the East, but Carolina won tonight, so they're to within 2 points of Columbus. The Islanders are 4 points back. And again, here at Staples, the Kings rally from a 2-0 deficit. They were down 2-0 after one, turned it around. Thompson, Iafallo, Pearson, Carter, and Iafallo again. And they beat the Blue Jackets by a score of 5-2 to sweep the series. They won the game in Ohio October 21st by a score of 6-4. Want to thank our network producers, Art Webb, Michael Stark, on-site producer John Traconis. A reminder, next up, King's Talk on the flagship KABC. Give us a call at 800-222-5222. Next up, as the homestand continues, Saturday with Chicago at 1 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 12:30 with the pregame, 1 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the radio network. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Staples. Another sellout, 18,230. The final score, the Kings 5, the Blue Jackets 2. So long, everybody.